Well, folks, we are traveling this week, and we are in the Russian River area, and I'm very excited to be out this way. I love to be in this area in March and April. Pretty exciting. You can stay in the best places and maybe get the best room that you couldn't get in July and August. And we are going to be staying the next couple of nights at Cottages on River Road. Ted Kern's sitting here with me. Ted, great to be here, sir. And as I walked in, a little bit of soft rain and a beautiful area here. And we're located right on the Russian River, surrounded by wineries and restaurants and other amenities.
Yes, we've been open since October 2010. The area isn't very busy, but our hotel is very busy since we are one of the most popular places around. We have you tonight, one of our one-bedroom deluxe rooms with a full kitchen, so you can do a little bit of light cooking if you'd like. It's got a queen size bed in there and a nice little soaking tub. So we hope you enjoy that. You got a lot of space and spread out and really relax.
We have a lot of repeat guests. So a lot of people come up for the barrel tasting and choose to stay with us again year after year. So that's exciting.
There's little small restaurants and there's also some great places to eat here and surrounded by beautiful wineries and not far from the coast either.
We're about 20 minutes from the coast, as we are 20 minutes from Santa Rosa, so we're pretty centrally located. And we're just 4 miles from Armstrong Wood. The property's beautiful. It's in a garden setting, so it's lined by cottages on both sides. They have private porches. Some are one bedroom, some are two bedroom. Geared more towards family with two twin beds in the second bedroom. We offer a continental breakfast each morning. Ted and I went through and redid all the cottages when he first bought the properties.
Yeah, Doc. So next, the next room we have you in tomorrow night is one of our King Deluxe, which we just opened about 3 months ago. It's one of our larger studios. It's got a king bed, brand new Serta sleeper, a really comfortable room. It's got a little sitting area. And what we haven't mentioned yet is every night we do a s'mores by our campfire, which is just a huge hit for kids, adults. You know, we got the Europeans coming who have never had s'mores before, so Deanne gives them a whole tutorial, and people just absolutely love that. So we do that every evening from 7:30 to 9:30, which has just been a huge hit for us. So you'll get to enjoy that tonight, Doc, as long as it doesn't keep raining.
Well, you know what? Yeah, even if it does, we'll figure out something because that sounds great. Let's tell folks how to get in touch with you here, Deanne.
Well, we're located at 14880 River Road in Guerneville. Go to our website, or you could call us at 707-869-3848, and we will be happy to answer any questions or book you a reservation.
Well, I think it's time for a glass of wine. I have a great bottle in the car, and it's time for a little wine and a little food. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Doc. Pinot and s'mores goes really good together.
You know what? We'll discover that together. Thanks to you.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we have been enjoying some great Chardonnays and great Pinot Noirs from Patson Hall. James Hall sitting here with me, and he got so inspired, he had to open another bottle. And we've popped the cork here on the 2010 Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. And you mentioned there's only 14 vineyards in this. That's quite a bit of work for one wine.
I love this wine. It's a chance to work with small family growers. Our concept is only buy the best grapes possible. So this is a way for me to go out, find new vineyards, find little nooks and crannies in Sonoma County, bring in what would be, you know, almost commercially not really worth it, volumes of grapes, make little wines and blend them together into a cuvée. To me, this is one of the most fun projects I deal with because every vineyard has its personality, and I'm looking for the absolute best I can find. And then you get 12, 13, or 14 of these wines together, and you go from a nice string quartet to something like the Count Basie Orchestra. This is a big wine, lots of different textures and flavors. It's a different animal than our single vineyards, but I put as much time and energy and passion and money into this as any of them.
Now, the interesting thought that comes to me, first of all, after tasting this wine is, do you try to have a model for this so that it becomes the same wine each year or close to it?
No. I've been in the business now since 1981, and I have never made the same wine twice. And every vintage has its little wrinkles, its personality, and frankly, I think that's kind of the fun of it all. If the wine was always the same, certainly there's something I think that's left off the table then. So I don't want it to be so radically different that people that have learned to like my wine are suddenly disappointed. But I think if there's variation and there's unique character, that's a strength.
It is indeed. And this is going to be a perfect food wine.
Well, this is 2010. And so 2010 is a little bigger wine, a little more tannin. I think we could go something a little stronger here, like a lamb perhaps, like an herb-crusted lamb.
The whole lamb?
Maybe the loin or a chop, something like that. I wouldn't barbecue or do anything smoky with this. I think that smoky quality might overwhelm it. Another thing I love with this Pinot is duck with five spice powder. You get that little licorice cinnamon thing, and it just pops with the Pinot.
I think we'll stop right there and ask Chef if he can come up with a dish like that. But Chef does have one dish on the table already. We are enjoying some great Pinot Noirs, and this is the 2010 Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir from Patson Hall. Cheers.
Cheers.
We have enjoyed many beautiful courses here at Applewood Restaurant, and this is in the heart of Russian River and Guerneville, a small town going out towards the coast in Northern California, and this is where beautiful wines come from and has gained quite a reputation in the Sonoma Coast. Is hitting the world very strong right now with the Pinots and Chardonnays. I'm here with Chef Ty, and Chef, we have another dish to go with this, and I'm going to pour you another glass of wine. You seem to like that, Pinot. Great to have red wine and fish sometimes.
It is, and this dish can really hold up to the red wine. What we're doing here is we're taking a local black cod. These are caught off the Mendocino Coast coming into Fort Bragg. Real nice fish, fine caught. We're using some Dungeness crab, also coming into Fort Bragg right now, so another nice local product. And what we do with this fish is it's a real unique fish, not usually used fresh. What we do is we fillet out the fish. We only buy whole fish here, so we do all our own fish work, filleting and everything. We take those fillets and we cure them on a miso cure. It's kind of a Japanese style. Some sake in there, some sugar. The fish cures on there for 5 days. Once it's done curing, it is portioned, skin on, and this fish is cooked off. And then we're serving it with a little bit of picked Dungeness crab leg meat. There is a little bit of crispy maitake mushrooms, local mustard greens, and grilled scallions. This dish, as you can see, is brought to the table, and then the server pours a very rich ginger broth around the plate. Like I said, it stands up great to a nice Pinot. It has the richness from the miso, a lot of flavor, lots of umami, spicy ginger broth. Really can really handle the red wine.
And it seems like the miso really goes well with the cod.
It does. They have this connection. It's true. They do.
We did save room for dessert. At least I did. I don't know about Ty here. He looks pretty full, but I think he's going to bear with me here, and we'll go to desserts. And what do you have for desserts? There's a trio in front of me.
Well, we do. As you can see, we have fromage and a trio for our tasting menu. What we recommend is that people start off with the fromage, this cheese. We have some nice cheeses in-house, and then finish with a trio of desserts. And what we do for our trio of desserts is we just pick some of our desserts from the a la carte menu that night, and we scale them down and offer three different flavors on the plate. What we have on this trio, we have a profiterole, peanut butter ice cream, caramel and chocolate sauce, candied peanuts. And then in the middle, we have a honey tweel, little sweetened mascarpone cream, fresh Mendocino huckleberries. And then on the far end of the plate, you see the three-layer chocolate mocha mousse cake. And that is finished with a little bit of ice cream, house-made, and some hazelnut crumble.
That is perfect, and I might have to reorder that one. That one went very quickly, and we have some beautiful wines. We've had some wonderful courses here. Chef, thank you very much, and Applewood is just a destination place. I could come here on a consistent basis, but I might put on a few pounds.
Yeah, that's very possible.
We're going to enjoy some more food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel, and may all your pains be champagnes.